Ugh, you guys.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. What do you have to bitch about?
Yeah, Dave. What do you have to bitch about?
All right, what's... Nothing about you guys. Nothing about you guys. Well, maybe okay. Bugs and your mic. But what would you rather have to you in the morning? Like, would you rather spill coffee on yourself or wear a sock that keeps... Like a no-show sock that keeps coming off your foot?
Oh, coffee.
Right?
Yeah, coffee.
I'm in the middle of my sock every
super
four
annoying.
Steps.
Super annoying.
Just coming off. And it's like, oh. Yep. I think it's my shoe, though.
Why does your sock hate you?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's bothering the crap out of me.
Okay, are we going to...
Are we doing it first?
We're going to try... Well, I guess...
Wait, I thought we were going to save it for next week.
No, but you say we should just eat them through the show until somebody gets a...
All right. Well,
are we going to try things, though?
No.
No.
Dave made a good point that it's kind of like one of those things where... somebody suggested online on the social medias that we try these zombie Skittles.
Yeah.
And the gag is that most of them taste like regular Skittles, but...
Yeah, they have flavors, and then one of them says rotten flavor.
Okay.
So throw me some. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So what, we're going to eat them all?
We'll just eat them, and then if anybody gets a zombie flavor, we'll describe what the zombie flavor is.
Yeah.
Okay. How you guys been?
I've been a little tired, man. I'm a little beat up.
Are you?
Yeah.
Me too.
I played basketball twice this week already, and now I got like a red mark right here, and I jammed my finger, and my legs are sore. I'm not.
We're old, Dave. We're getting old.
I know. It hurt.
We're getting old. So much so.
Out of Blackberry.
Explain what happened with the podcast last week with the mistake and the
fix. You explain what happened.
So I edited the podcast really quickly, and when I mixed it down in the middle of the Mr. Bertram / Adam Carolla bit, I mixed down the member this intro right in the middle of that bit, which, okay, fine. It was, 30 seconds of whatever, remember this over that. But
and by the way, got a great jingle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But a b-hole went through the trouble of letting us know, and Dave went and edited out.
Oh, no, it's even worse than that.
Oh, what happened?
I was scanning through it because I forgot what we talked about, so I wanted to describe it. So I was scanning through it, and I came across it. So I edited it out. I put, I redid it. Mm-hmm. It was a drop-in, so it was easy to fix. Saved it. And then uploaded the wrong one.
Yeah, you uploaded the one with the mistake in it.
Yep,
that's
uploaded
hilarious.
The wrong file.
Very funny.
So that was...
We're tired and old.
Yeah, so what happens on the next day? What do I tell you?
I get an email from a b-hole saying, hey, dude, just so you know, there was a mistake at such and such. And then I went back and I listened to it, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's a mistake. And then I talked to you about it.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
then
how did he know?
Yeah, how do you know? I was like, well, it's online. You're like, no. And then that's when you found out you didn't upload the right one.
Yeah, I uploaded the wrong one. So, yep, that's the kind of effort you get for my 25%.
Nice.
But the best part about it was I told Omar, hey, I'm going to swap it out. And he goes, nope, just leave it.
I was just leaving
it. Just leave it.
Yeah, it's not worth the trouble. The jankiness is part of our charm, Dave.
It is.
I like to think.
It is.
I don't know about you guys, but I do things professional.
Oh, we know one thing about that. That's how the Fire Beer Mug got started,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, baby.
You're so professional, they wanted to fire you.
Yeah, baby.
Right. Yeah. You guys say
muggles?
Baby, right.
How's your collarbone?
It's getting better.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at you
I have
move
like
that.
Full range.
Look at you move that.
It's pretty much healed up, but it's still kind of like.
Does this make
you
jealous, Mugs?
Are you afraid? Like, I would be really afraid of banging it or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at the 4 week mark, which that's kind of the timeline the doctor gave me was four to 8 weeks. So
okay.
I'm a I'm a superhero. So I knew I was going to heal at the least amount of time, Mark. But no, it's still, the muscle's a little kind of janky still, and I'm still doing physical therapy to kind of get everything back.
Cool.
But my biggest concern is like, I want to go like play softball again.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do it. I thought I was going to do it after the 8 week mark.
Yeah, dummy.
But assistant producer Christine brought up a good point. Like, I could injure it all over again like that.
And it'd be a lot easier to break.
Yeah, because it's still soft.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and wait. What? Go ahead.
It was a dumb joke. Yeah. I literally didn't want to finish it because I was going to say, it's just like your dick. But
should have.
Well, luckily for you, it's your off arm, right?
No, it's my throwing arm.
No, but I'm saying as for, you know.
Oh, yeah. Which is weird. Somebody's like, hey, why? You're right-handed, right, Muggs? Then why do you do that left-handed? I'm like, well, see, when I grew up watching porn, it was on the computer, so the mouse would be
you're
in my right hand.
That's awesome. So
I was like, why? And then, oh, that's why. Anyway, so I could re-injure it really quickly if I don't wait the entire 6 months, which the doctor said that I would be experiencing a little bit of pain.
You guys going to the Halloween ball?
Yeah.
You guys have a Halloween costume?
Nope.
You guys have to go dressed up, right?
I guess.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
do we get hooked up this year with costumes or no?
No.
I know Dave is Mr. Lazy when it comes down to dressing up.
Halloween sucks.
Oh, I'm a slice of pizza.
Yeah, it's just
that's what I'm going to be again this year.
Are you really?
Yeah. Remember last year I was a K-Rock, the Kevin and Bean billboard.
That was actually, put some effort into it.
Yeah, I had to write on the T-shirt with the marker.
Yeah.
I still have it, by the way, so if you guys want to borrow it.
Oh, my God.
If you want to be the billboard.
What about you, Muggos? Do you go all out, or do you kind of, like, go low-key, easy costume? Like, I know Kevin's Mr. Oh, I wear pajamas. Like, how is that a costume? That's, you found
I got a zombie one.
What does it taste like?
Well, I guess I should eat it.
What does it taste like?
Well, yeah, what's it taste like?
what does it taste like?
Oh, is it that bad?
It's pretty bad,
no
dude.
Way.
Because okay, so here's the gag, right? So these are all
bad. Wow,
these are all fruity.
Yeah,
so everything's sweet. This is just the opposite. It's like a bad, like, not even like a fart. It's like I'd rather eat a fart than that.
Wow.
It's just like rotten almost.
Yeah, it says rotten zombie on here.
Yeah, it's
I'm afraid that I've already eaten it, but I kind of like it.
Okay, you'll know.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Like it's unedible. You can't.
Well, I tossed it, but it's not like terrible where you're going to vomit, but with all of them they're so sweet.
Yeah.
And then this one's the opposite and
it's not like the Harry Potter jelly beans.
No. Wow. No. Those are
insane.
Those are crazy. One tastes
like
dirt.
We need to do that.
Yeah, it tastes like dirt and stuff like that. All right, I'm going to rinse out real quick.
So, B-Holes, I want to pimp out the Hollywood Park Casino gigs because we're having such tremendous success with them, and when the B-Holes show up, they have a bunch of fun. Where are you going to go? Watch some football, win some cash, maybe score a free TV.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there November 9th. I think November 10th. November 10th at 1 p.m. at the all-new Hollywood Park Casino. And it's Pittsburgh versus L.A., right?
Sure.
Okay.
I believe you.
Yeah. So I know sports. I wrote the commercial earlier. That's the only reason I know it's going to be Pittsburgh versus L.A. But yeah, if you can, come down, register at krock.com, and it behooves you to register at krock.com because then you're guaranteed a space on the square. What do you call those things?
Squares.
Squares. Okay, just a square. And we straight just give out cash. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Straight cash.
Straight cash money, bro.
Just got a rotten zombie one, and this is like my third one. Didn't even phase me.
That's amazing.
You can tell the difference, though, right?
It's like bitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like a huge...
It's not like a good, like, berry. It's not like a Skittle should taste like.
Okay.
It tastes rotten.
That's funny.
It does taste rotten.
I love
rotten.
That's your third one.
I was like, I was waiting for something disgusting, which is like the Harry Potter jelly beans.
So it's just not that bad.
The Harry Potter jelly beans, like it was like the dirt, the soil one.
Yeah.
Literally tastes like you're eating
eating jelly bean that tasted like vomit. And it
tastes like vomit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what did it's so disgusting.
Or the Jelly Belly popcorn flavor. That tastes like vomit too.
Those are gross.
By the way,
popcorn.
Now that we have the rotten ones, I'm afraid to eat the other ones because I like the other ones.
Are you just going to waste the entire bag now?
Oh, I'm not going to touch that bag anymore.
I'll eat it because you know what? The rotten zombie's not that bad.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, Omar has to get a rotten one.
Okay.
I'll
keep going. anything else you guys want to talk about?
No. How are you, man?
I just had one.
Wait.
I just had literally the this one.
Bitter?
It's kind of gross, right?
It tastes like a rotten food or
bitter.
It's like rotten beans or something.
Yeah.
Like like you
like rotten beans.
Yeah, and like it's not overpowering, but it's
you get over it really quick.
Yeah,
the flavor goes away really quick, but it's not. Yeah, It's not good, though.
Look, he just spit it out. Yeah, I could. Mug swallowed his, by the way. Yeah. Mug swallowed.
So like four of them.
It's not good.
Hey, you did
a
handful of them.
You did a sadit, right?
Oh, a sangeet. Yeah, sangeet. Yeah. It's an Indian pre-wedding celebration. So, the Indian weddings, I've done a handful of them. I've done maybe 7 to 10. They party for like 4 days.
That sounds fun.
They party for four days, and they do like one party just for like the bride and one for the groom, and it's like all the family shows up.
Yeah.
And they get down, and this one was a little... I hate to complain, but it was one of these things where I always tell my clients, I was like, you know what? I've DJed these Indian parties, but all the Indian parties that I've done are usually about 20% Indian music, and then the rest is like a normal gig for me, right? So I know like the hits to play at Indian weddings, I have this playlist or whatever. I know how to mix them in, mix out of them and stuff. So that last minute, this gig, they're all like, you know what? I want to focus mainly on Hindi music. So I was like, I was pretty straight up with you at front, when you booked me that, I'm not like I don't know that music that well. However, I go and I download all this music and
was it Punjabi MC?
Punjabi MC did you play?
He was in full effect. he definitely was full effect. I'm pretty sure
that was
racist.
A racist.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that in though. So
that's beer mug at krock.com.
So yeah, it was in. Yeah, he was in full effect, and there's a lot of pop music that's remixed in the Hindi style or Punjabi style. So you know what? At the end of the day, I felt the gig went okay. It just because I just wasn't comfortable. At the end of the night, I got a couple of high fives from their family members and stuff.
Just a couple?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you sucked that
day. I am really hard on myself when it comes down to gigs. I over-prepare for everything. I even told the groom there, they changed one of their songs like last minute, and I was like, you know what? I actually got the email driving over to the gig, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I have it, but sure enough, I already had it because I just downloaded so much music, and I told the groom that, yeah, I download so much music, but I only end up using like maybe 5% of it, because I download like a couple of hundred songs.
Wow.
And it went fine. I mean, the food, Indian food, man. I don't know if it's so good.
You don't
have
to tell me.
Yeah.
I go to the one on the gas station, that Bombay Frankie Club.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
It's good? Yeah.
Yes. It's in a gas station.
Oh, wow.
But it's bomb.
It's legit. Yeah.
It's legit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was chowing down on that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I had a good time.
I learned about the Indian weddings, where from? The New Girl.
Oh, really?
When Cece and Schmidt got married, had an Indian wedding.
It's a huge, huge, huge party. And I did this one where I was the DJ for the main function.
Yeah.
And they have this thing called the Bharat. And at the Bharat,
Bra-pa-pa.
It's for the groom, like leading into like the ceremony. And it's just this like a sound system on wheels, and everybody just like going off, like, and they're just walking the streets. It's amazing. And then after that, you get a break, and then you get lunch, and then
lunch,
yeah, and
what?
Then, yeah, you get lunch, you get a break, and then the reception happens, and then they party all night long. And I have not DJed or been to an Indian wedding where people don't dance.
Yeah,
it's just and people don't need to be all boozed up to dance. Like they're there to party and dance.
What kind of dancing, though? Because I love Bollywood dancing.
Can you guys see me? On the right? Hey, by the way, Mugs, you need we need to do like a weekly
Mugs dance.
Mugs dance. Because Mugs has moves. His Gangnam style one.
One arm?
Whatever you do, he has like the rhythm. You know what I mean? You're not a normal white dude.
Except for the JB block dance. You can't do that one.
What's the JB
What's
block
that?
That's the one where like you do your hand, the Fortnite one that all the kids are doing. He's kind of awkward.
It's hard.
Yeah, that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I could do the floss.
I bet you he can learn it.
I can do the floss.
Don't hurt your collarbone.
No, hurt it.
But yeah, so we need to do a weekly dance video with Mugs because I don't know what it is about him in the dance videos. He makes me laugh.
Maybe we'll do it. Mugs, can we do it? Can we do it for like one song of That's My Jam?
So funny.
Yeah. That way we could feature it.
We need to do that.
And then you just be like, all right, we'll find the dance of the moment.
Love it.
All right, cool, man. Good times.
Yeah, it's good times. Let's get into this week's episode of The B Team.
Oh, we just started. I thought we were done.
All right. Come along now. Take
take a ride with the B team. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B team. Yeah! The B team. The B team.
Oh, that's right.
The B team.
Baby! Oh!
That's right. This is the B team. Episode 84, if you're counting. My name is DJ Marcon, Imaging Director of the Kevin and Bean Show. Alongside me, we have Muggos!
Yo!
And DJ Sanchez, Dave the King of Mexico, producer of the Kevin and Bean Show. And what we do here is take a look behind the scenes of the Kevin and Bean Show and also try to provide you some kind of entertainment that we think is fitting for our podcast. We definitely have steered away from more behind the scenes stuff and focused on just being an entertaining podcast. Tell your friends, we need the numbers because we want a sponsor, goddammit.
We will not rest until we get a sponsor.
We're close.
And Zombie Skittles, if you're listening.
And when we get a sponsor, then we're going to be done, right?
Yeah, that's the
last episode.
Yeah. So, tell your friends about us. If you like us and you have friends, you guys probably have similar senses of humor. And, we're not terrible. That's our slug line.
We're not terrible.
Okay.
What? I got a really bad one.
Oh, really?
Oh, Mr. Rotten Zombie, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that one was like, extra zombie.
I put that in my butt.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, look at him.
Okay, maybe I was. Maybe
you weren't eating the zombie ones.
That one affected me hard.
Okay.
Yeah, see? What?
I'm just filled with bad jokes today.
I was going to do a real bad joke earlier, and Dave looked at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, I'll tell you after the episode.
Okay.
No, he'll just bleep it.
It was probably racist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I want to start things off with this piece of audio that I don't know what happened. You know, I'm not a social medias guy.
What are you, Mike? Are you the situation now? Adding S's to everything?
Listen, I'm just not a social medias guy. So for some reason, when people tag me, I was like, oh, that's cool. But it's gone. It's gone from my memory. I don't know how to like it or bookmark. Like Bean and you guys are all social
medias. On Twitter?
On Twitter. So there's this person called Geometric Bananas on there.
Oh, yeah. She's nice.
She's awesome. She's a b-hole. On her little profile thing, it says, like, geek, Kevin and Bean Show fan, and also list us, like, b-hole fan.
No way.
She's a self-proclaimed b-hole.
Well, and she's not that great of a b-hole because she's promised to come to Hollywood Park twice and hasn't shown up.
Oh, then she's a bitch. wait, no.
No, she's not. She's
but she has
nice.
She has a kid.
Oh.
And I don't know if you guys saw this video. I'm sure you did. But I just wanted to give her son a shout out and her a shout out because this happened.
Come on, let's start the show, everybody. Grab your Vaseline.
Not the best audio, but man, it's like her son
who's awesome.
Like 8 years old.
I hope
he's singing
it at school. Like, yeah.
Awesome.
Baby, grab your Vaseline. Teacher's like, what?
But it's so funny because after the Vaseline, he's doing all the sound effects with his mouth, man. Oh, I love that. So thank you so much, Geometric Bananas. Come out to Hollywood Parking. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Bring your kid. Oh, wait, no, don't.
Yeah, it's 21 and over. On this episode of the B Team, we're going to tell people where the penis slapped. So Kevin from Kevin and Bean Archive actually was the one that found it.
Of course, because we were like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to go back and
to
find
quote
out.
Omar's, one of your themes? You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we have some Afro, Best of Bean, and we're going to actually replay as the bonus track a Rosa G interview where we play her song King Size Candy.
Yeah, and we're going to call Megan Holiday.
We're going to call Megan Holiday. Yes.
A new Garbage People.
And a new Garbage. Man, we have too much show.
I don't think we have time for Garbage People.
We have too much show.
We're going to have time for it. It's quick.
We have too much show.
We'll have time.
All right. So we're going to get into So That Happened here. And we're going to call Megan Holiday because this is spectacular.
So that happened. So that happened. How did that really go down? We're going to break it on down. We hope to enlighten
happen.
Yeah.
To enlighten.
So Bean's a big creepo. So let's get Megan on the phone and let's discuss with her what happened with Beano.
Hello?
Megan Holiday, it's the B team.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you degenerates doing?
You know, we're in Inglewood up to no good. That's how we roll. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We have Dave here and Beer Mug. And Bean mentioned you on the air last week sometime. And have you heard about this yet?
You know, I think Kevin Klein said that Bean had said something, but I didn't get any details, so I'm hoping that you can fill me in.
Oh, we're going to fill you in, all right. I'm going to play this audio, and then I want to get your reaction, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
By the way, once again this morning, we have your tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights and our friend Megan Holiday, who's just the best, you guys. Just a snack, isn't she? Wouldn't you say, Megan Holiday? Just a snack.
You don't say just a snack about one of your coworkers.
Use the word snack.
What? I thought I was being complimentary about how delightful she is.
No, just a snack means that you want to F her.
She's also awesome, though.
Yeah, then say she's awesome. You don't say about a very young coworker, you creep. Oh, she's a snack.
Boy, this turned ugly. I love Megan. I'm a big fan of
Megan. I love Megan. Wow, what a hole.
Thanks, honey, little grandpa.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
at
that's
all.
What I heard, Gramps. You
she's
sicko.
Super fun. Well.
She's super fun in the sack. Well, is that what we're saying?
I'm not suggesting that even 1%. No.
Maybe edit out the word snack then.
She's delightful and delicious. All right, so live from Universal Studios, Hollywood, Halloween Horror Night.
Bean, touch my peen.
Broadcasting from 7 to 11. We have tickets you can win coming up on K-Rock.
Megan, I'm Bean. Are you a snack?
My God.
I'm Bean.
Yeah, did you know you were delicious, Megan?
Well, I had no idea that I was just a tasty treat. You know, Who knew?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Now you're glad Bean's leaving, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, I love Bean so much. Oh,
I love
man.
You too, Megan.
Isn't
yeah.
Just a snack?
Yes.
How did that make you feel, really, hearing that for the first time? Did it, let's be honest, did it creep you out a little?
Well, here's what it did, is it made me feel very loved by Bean, and it also just made me realize he didn't understand what he was saying when he called me a snack. I think he was trying to, you know, he was trying to be hip.
Yeah,
and I understand that, but I don't know if he knew where he was taking us when he said that.
Just a snack that I'd like to eat.
I love the fact that Allie didn't let him slide, and he totally called him out on it. Though that was the best part for me.
By the way, Allie's the one who was like, "Whoa!" Like she was going after Megan.
That's my girl right there.
That's funny.
Hey, she's not messing around.
Did you go to HR yet? Did you go to HR?
Oh my God.
Yeah, right after this phone call, she's like, hey, I don't appreciate even getting called a tasty snack.
Or delicious.
I'm doing a company. Oh my
That's
God.
Funny.
Well, you know who didn't call you a snack or delicious is the Kevin Ryder. And you're doing something with him, right?
I am indeed. I'm actually doing my first ever live podcast. So I do a podcast called 7 Words with Megan Holiday. And it's going to be this Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Hoxton Hotel, which is in downtown LA. Brand new, beautiful, swanky hotel downtown. Nice. And so everybody is invited to come out. I do have an RSVP link on my Instagram and my bio. And, I'll have, like, free drinks for people, and we're just going to have fun.
Free drinks?
So, two free drinks per person.
Wow. Who's paying for this? That's awesome. we're planning to have, like, a live episode, but now people are going to have to buy their own.
Yeah, we
have
their own drinks.
Yeah, we're, like, low rent. Yeah, totally.
Are there going to be free snacks?
Free snacks. I think we're going to arrange for some free snacks.
Awesome.
What's happening. But I'm very, I'm super excited because I realize, you know, I've been working with Kevin for a few years. I literally know nothing about him. I don't know where he's from. I don't know how he got into radio. And I just think so many people are going to love just to, you know, be there, like, especially because, you know, Bean is leaving soon. And just to kind of talk about you know, just the last 30 years of doing radio and the legacy, you know?
No, for sure. You got to ask him about the radio station that he legit left because they weren't paying him. They like stopped paying him. So he during the middle of the night didn't get his check or something. So he kind of just bailed on the radio station. It's a very funny story. Very funny story. He has like a ton of stories like that. Like radio was like the wild, wild west, like back in the day. Like they didn't give an F.
Yes. Well, yeah, and you know what? It would be cool, too. If you guys can think of anything that I for sure have to ask him about.
We'll jot down. We'll get you some notes, for sure.
Just could you please?
Yeah,
that would be great.
Ask him about Confess Your Crime. Just kidding.
We're not going to have to do that. No. We're actually not allowed to talk about that.
Hearing me wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm like super excited.
It sounds like a blast. So. I hope you have a good time. And you're going to have to let us know how recording the live show works because we're a little afraid of doing one, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
We're not like a seasoned broadcaster like you are, you know? We're just a couple of, you know, behind the scenes guys. So
I honestly have no idea what I'm doing. My friend does sound, and I am fully counting on him to capture this audio and for it to hopefully sound good. So
cool.
We will find out.
Awesome. And then, you know, we'll retweet and we'll post that information on our all socials too. So you'll get some people out there.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
No worries.
I appreciate you helping me pump this thing up.
Of course. Yeah, no worries. And then definitely in the future, we would definitely want to have you on to do a proper Megan Holiday B-Team episode as well.
He keeps saying that, but he never wants to invite her in.
Down.
No, it's just, you know, dude, with the
show,
you know, with the end of the year stuff, with Bean leaving, you know, it's just so much stuff going on. Megan knows what's up.
I always say, we should have Megan in this week, and Omar's like, no.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't want that snacky bitch coming in.
Exactly. All right, Megan, thanks for taking the time.
Bye, Megan.
Oh, my God, of course. Love you guys.
See ya.
Bye. All right, bye.
Ah, isn't Megan the best? She's so nice.
Ba-da-dup.
She's so nice.
Very nice.
Ba-da-dup.
And I guess she's
sometimes when I'm staying late, she pops her head in, and that's like worth it. I was like, oh, it's Megan.
Did you say head?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's rare.
It's Bean that said that.
It's rare to have a person like Megan, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, who's positive. Like all the time, but it's genuine with her. Do you know what I mean?
She's
not
so bubbly.
Yeah, she's very bubbly and
very friendly.
Yeah, very, very cool.
So go out and go to her podcast.
Absolutely. All right, Beer Mug is going to bring us a Garbage People. Let's get into this.
They're garbage people. 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 They're garbage people.
All right, Muggos.
Yeah.
What do you have for us
this
here?
This Garbage People features a very special garbage lady. And this video came
Mama
out.
Mama Muggs?
Aw, yeah. No.
By the way.
Better be kidding.
I looked for the audio of you guaranteeing that you guys were going to go to the World Series, but I couldn't find it because I wanted
Beer Mug.
Both you guys.
When
did we get out? I never guaranteed.
On the B-Team?
On the B-Team episode because, you know, I'm Mr. Sports. I asked you guys. I was just like, oh, yeah, like, how are the chances? And then you guys say, both of you guys, I remember, I'm pretty sure both of you guys say, we'll make it to the World Series. Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Oh, I'm going to have to go comb through some more goddamn episodes.
Are you sure it was being recorded? Because I remember saying that off air.
No. No. It was definitely on a B-Team episode.
Wow, you put
Because you guys were so confident. I was like, oh, okay. And I just took it for granted. Like, oh, okay. Because you guys know about sports.
You better put in your 55% and find that audio.
Look at that.
I don't believe I said it.
You bastards. Do you think you would have said that, Muggs?
Yeah, I said it, but not on air. Not recorded.
By the way, Muggs said it that on an Instagram video that the Dodgers were going to sweep the Nationals.
Really?
Yeah, nope. That didn't happen.
How are the Nationals doing?
Oh, they're just up 2-0.
Two games.
Are they going to sweep?
They're on fire.
They could.
Right now.
I thought the Astros were the best team in the league.
They are.
Are you kidding
me? They are.
Not right now.
Wow, dude. Yeah.
They got crushed. Yes.
What was the score?
12-2.
Yep. Oh my God.
Yep.
In Houston. So is this one of the like a huge story in sports? Or
yeah,
no.
Sort of. Well, yeah, I mean, sort of. We're not seeing it because we're bitter and like this. So.
I watched a little bit of the game last night.
So did I. I saw the 2-run home run. That was great.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, sorry. I just wanted to. Okay. Right. Garbage people.
Hey, that's what we do, man. We just go off tangents.
Tangent time. So, yeah, this Garbage People features a very special garbage lady. This video came out about the middle of the year this year, and I've been sitting on it for a while just because I just didn't. We just didn't have time. But
right.
It's a lady on an airplane.
Oh, this is a girl. This is a lady on the airplane?
On an airplane.
Okay, because I heard like the first couple of seconds.
Uh-oh.
And the first couple of seconds, she's already going up.
Yeah. Pretty much cussing out. It's either her boyfriend or her husband. I think it's her boyfriend. In front of the entire plane. They're waiting to take off.
Oh, I wonder if maybe he deserved it, though.
Well, so the whole thing.
Well, let's see the garbage.
The whole thing was. He was looking. No, he supposedly, because this is in the description of the video, he was just looking at other women. Just looking.
Okay.
Okay. Her reaction to this does not warrant him looking at other ladies.
Oh, now, where were they flying to, though? Because if they were about to go to like Miami and stuff, then that's just a precursor of what's going to happen.
I don't know.
Like, okay.
Or if they're going to Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah. You're like, okay.
I don't know that much info on where they were going.
Way to go.
All I know is the way that this lady reacted and the number of times that the flight crew had to tell her to calm down and what she does towards the end, which you'll hear, is insane. Let's just start the audio.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Shut the f*** up.
So far, so good.
Yeah, you better believe it. I wear the f***ing nuts from the public. You want to try to look at other women, I'll f*** you. You ain't going to look at other women and you ain't going to tell me you're looking at other women.
Listen, we have a little child right behind.
All right, stop, Omar.
Oh, man, there's a little child.
Yeah, here's a little child. So, all right,
man.
So the stewardess is saying, I'm sorry, man, we have a little child behind you, and she's swearing and cursing, and this is her answer to that.
Listen, we have a little child right behind you.
Yeah, I know, I f***ing consoled the child.
Yeah,
I
know,
say?
I effing consoled the effing child. She effing consoled. Now, let me tell you
with
guys
with the child still there.
Yes, let me tell you guys something. If that was my kid, and she was acting like that, and I would get up and I would fight this woman, okay? But everybody's trying to calm her down, and if you watch the video,
it's a tough situation because it's on a freaking plane.
It's on a freaking plane.
How hot must she be?
No.
Okay.
So you don't put up with it. You're like,
no.
Okay.
So.
But
so,
if she was hot, you'd put up with it.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, I'd be like, yeah, like, yeah, whatever.
Sorry, babe.
Okay. Yeah, my bad, babes.
All right, so that's just wading into the water of garbage person, right?
Okay.
Just the way she reacted to that. Let's continue.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I f***ing consult the f***ing child.
There's a little boy right behind you.
I already know. Look, I'm not going to say nothing if you don't say nothing and try to cause a commotion because he's a f***ing problem.
Talking about her boyfriend.
Try to say s*** to me, so shut the f*** up.
You're wrong.
You want to f***ing watch when we get home?
Oh, my God.
I'm playing.
Pause it, Omar.
Yeah.
So right now you hear whoever is taping the whole thing on their phone, other passengers, just take her off the plane already.
Right.
And the whole time, the boyfriend and the girlfriend are sitting next to each other, and he's like, dude, just stop. Like, and he can't. So, continue.
Can you bring her back to the front of the
car? I'm not bringing my back to what? If I gotta bring my back, I'm not ever gonna see you again. I swear to God, don't you ever come to my house. I'll call the police on you. Oh, really?
You're going out of control.
I think I'll go to prison right now. You shut the
f
up.
Oh, slapped him. Slapped him.
Whoa. Wait, can you go back? I want to hear that slap again. I want to hear that slap again.
And before you do, Omar, so he's trying to say you're out of control right now.
Yeah.
And she's just losing it. So yeah. Slaps him.
Wait, I want to hear that slap.
Here, check it out. Damn.
That is
a straight pimp slap.
Shut the f up.
What did the five fingers say to your face?
Dude. I mean, hey, that's not funny, guys.
All right.
That's physical abuse.
It is. It's domestic abuse. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Before you continue, play the slap one more time. All right.
Jesus.
At this point, we heard she slaps him. Okay.
This is great audio.
Now,
Jesus.
There was like where there was one or two members of the flight crew, like the steward, stewardess, and they were standing around.
Yeah.
The whole entire crew is now standing around this seat.
They need to kind of isolate this, and if it escalates any further, I mean, I'm guessing they're going to have to restrain her.
They arrest her, not restrain her.
So they've already asked her.
Is there an air marshal on these things?
Hold on. So they've already asked her if she could get her bags and move up to the front.
Okay.
So that's it?
To alleviate the
first
situation.
Class. We're going to move you up to first class where there's bubbly. You can have some champagne.
After the slap.
Eat some steak.
This was
after the slap. They asked her to move
that
to
was
the
before
front.
The slap.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Now she's going to jail.
So that was before the slap. So now after the slap, they're like, oh my God.
You're a pimp.
After the slap, post-slap, now they ask, you're going to hear it, they're going to request for the man to move because they're thinking if he gets up...
It'll defuse the situation.
It'll stop.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's play it and let's hear what happens.
All right. Sarah, you're going to come up with us.
No. Oh, you're going to come up?
Yeah, I
am getting
up.
He's getting up. He's getting up. All right, pause it. I'm pausing. All right. So he's getting up. He gets up out and she starts like hitting him, right?
She's like socking him in the back.
Okay. This is where she turns, goes full garbage.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what do you mean full garbage? She's already
this is
full
where
garbage.
She goes full garbage. As he's getting up, she proceeds to chase him, pick up somebody's random laptop, and chuck it down the aisle, hitting a stewardess in the head.
Oh my God.
Let's hear that audio.
Come here. I'm assaulting you.
Oh my God!
That's
are you
the laptop.
Kidding me?
I swear to God.
Where's this video? I must see this.
Did you hear this bang?
Oh, come here. I'm assaulting you.
I'm assaulting you. Bam!
And the whole plane erupts because they see that this laptop has hit the stewardess in the back of the head. The flight attendant, I should say. More PC term.
Oh my God.
The flight attendant in the back of the head. The flight attendant is now holding the back of her head.
Oh my God. Oh, it was a her that
got hit. Yes. Because they were trying to move him out of you know, her vicinity.
This flight never left, did it?
I don't know. I see.
No way. They have to have interview witnesses.
Could you guys make sure on the social medias that we tweet this out or something? Yeah. This is insane.
As Bean says, I need more info, but I mean, you kind of get the gist of what was going on. But
the
so it wasn't even her laptop, I know, by the way.
Yeah, let's hear that again. Let's. There's more.
Come here. I'm assaulting you.
Okay.
Oh yeah. So, she's so concerned.
Oh my God. I'm going to get my purse.
After she throws the laptop and it hits the flight attendant in the back of the head.
Hold on.
They're like, "All right, now you need to go.
Let me get my purse."
Hold on. Let me get my purse. Right, play a little bit.
I'm going to get my purse.
Oh my God.
She had like an anvil in her purse that she's
like, "I'm assaulting you."
Oh shit.
You memo?
Yeah.
I'm going over there.
You're
going to
be charged with assault.
All right. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, now the cops got to be there by
then. No, that's the male flight attendant saying, "All right, ma'am, now you're going to be charged with assault."
Maybe there's no air marshal on this.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Was this on, like, in the air?
No. Okay, this is they haven't boarding, even landed. Right? They haven't even, they're already boarded. They haven't even taken off
yet. Yeah. Oh, this plane never left. Yeah. I'm assuming this plane never left.
So other people are asking the flight attendant if she's okay. And then the male flight attendant came up and said, okay, now you're going to be charged with assault.
Fine, whatever. Oh, yeah, memo?
Yeah,
oh,
fine, whatever.
Fine, whatever. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and memo.
Memo.
Memo's in the front. And
poor memo.
Okay, I just opened. Hold on.
You had another one? Stop eating a mug.
I opened it up.
He was smelling
it. It up.
Okay.
I swear to God, it's a blue one.
All right.
It smells like cat piss. Is
that? Taste it.
Oh, that one's really bad.
So anyway,
oh my God.
So that is my garbage person.
Oh,
you guys
one.
Got it for all you b-holes. Watch the video.
Where's the video at?
It's on YouTube. If you search lady gets mad at boyfriend for looking at men, it'll pop up.
Okay.
I mean,
that's magic.
So there
that's
you
magic.
Go. So
love that, Muggs. Thanks for bringing
memo.
Sorry, memo.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my God. And she's not even hot.
No,
she's not hot.
If she was hot, you know, we would,
be okay.
You know, all right, you know, it's all right.
So
all right.
That's it.
All right, let's get into a member this.
Member this. It's time to reminisce.
Yeah, so I like to fancy myself as, putting in a lot of work on the B team. And
In all the work, let's face it.
Excuse me, 60%.
You know, thanks, Muggs. But there are people like Kevin from Kevin Bean Archive that really put in work. And it's
insane. What would we do without him?
That's a great question.
By the way, Kevin, still got to get you your shirt. Lagged about 2 years.
How long has that been?
Like 2 years. I promised that shirt.
So, I forget. I think we had an Afro caller who was just like being funny. He's like, who gets penis slapped? You know, yeah. Or where did that come from?
And then
Dave chimes in with an inquiry to me. And they're like, do you have any idea? I'm like, no. Like, we don't log stuff like that. You know what I mean? Where in what world?
You pulled that once and then never knew what you
exactly,
got
right? So, Kevin from Kevin and Bean Archive, I don't know. How he ran across this or if he just remembered, but he pinpointed the spot where Bean said the penis slap, and it was from a What's Up with Florida from 2014.
Yeah.
And we have the audio here, so we will play this for you right now, and this is where Who Gets Penis Slap came from.
It's not funny if this happens to you, but it's a bizarre story once again out of Florida. A pair of Miami burglars added insult to injury during a bizarre home invasion turned sexual assault. They went into a house at gunpoint. They went to a helpless female victim who was in bed, and they held a gun on her and demanded money. She said she didn't have any money, so they held her down, and one of the burglars slapped her in the face with his penis, saying, "Bitch, where's the money? Bitch, give me the money." The victim again replied, "I don't have any money," so the robbers instead stole two televisions and fled. Who gets penis slapped?
What? There it is!
Wow, that is a terrible story.
There it is.
And we're
wow.
not laughing at the lady.
What? Why would Bean do that
story? Why would he do that story? You know why?
2014.
No, just because he wanted to say who gets penis slapped.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was 2014? Then you hear it in the Bean Makes Us Guess. It's even funnier, like in the Bean Makes Us Guess intro.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Who gets penis slapped?
Oh, man.
So there you go. That's where that came
from. By the way, Zombie Skittle update. Okay, so there was a bad smell in here, and I didn't know. I thought it was like trash or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Muggs has been cracking them open to smell them.
Oh, before you eat them?
Yes. So he's cheating.
But hold on. So I said earlier how I thought I had one, but it was like a little bitter.
Yeah.
No, the ones that I did not. I did not have a real one.
Okay.
The ones that
you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nasty.
They're nasty.
Yeah, they're
nasty. But you're cracking them open and they stink like trash. Like it smelled like trash.
It smelled like cat urine.
I agree.
Like stinky.
I have the little cat urine taste now. Yeah. That now that he mentioned it, I tasted it.
I didn't get cat urine. I got rotten. So.
Yeah, not only cat urine, but like stinky socks, like sweaty feet, sweaty stinky feet.
Hey, we should make Kevin save some because I'm gonna make Kevin eat them tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, oh, that'd be good.
Yeah,
dude.
Hey, you want some Skittles? I just be like.
But I want to eat like the good ones.
Well, stop cracking them open, dude. They
Skittles
stink.
Are good. Hold on.
I like Skittles.
I'm gonna crack this one open.
No, eat it. Just eat it.
That's a good one.
Bino's got how many more shows left?
Nine.
Nine more shows.
Nine as of today, Thursday, the 24th.
I'm starting to feel bummed out.
Not yet.
You're still not feeling bummed out? Today was my first day because what happened today? That he did something great today. God damn it. And like,
yeah, not great, huh?
Well, there's a lot of great things that he did.
Know.
But he did something great today that made me just laugh. It's like, you know, how he just intros people, how he gives people backhanded compliments but makes it funny.
Was it RJ?
I think it was Drew. I think it was Dr. Drew. He doesn't really put any stock in what doctors have to say or something like that. But it's like how he delivers the line. It's how quick-witted he is. We're sorely going to miss that. Mm-hmm. And things are not going to be the same. So this is the best of Bean. And
are you crying?
R.I.P. Bean.
He's crying.
I'm getting a little teary here. No, but hey, we got to schedule Bean on the B-Team episode. We got to schedule that out.
Before or after he leaves?
That's a great question. We got to. Can you reach out to him and figure out what's best for his schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, because we got to figure that out because we're going to talk about that off air. We're all going to have a... The B-holes know.
Yeah, well, he has an ISDN. We better get him in.
So. Yeah. So, because we'd like to have like a Bean exclusive, and I don't think, and we're going to keep it, you know, we're not going to make a full episode about Bean. We're just going to have him on for, you know, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
We're not going to have much to say to him. We'll just let him talk.
Yeah, you know, and also like Bean is definitely not wanting a big tribute show, and, you know, a lot has to do with him having anxiety, and, I think he's made that clear on the air.
Yeah.
You know, and we know we're going to respect his wishes. And I mean, the guy has given us way more than enough. He's given us a great, entertaining 30 years of his life. Nobody calls in sick less than Bean. It was this week the first time he's ever called in sick?
There's been a couple of times, but it's been it's really bad.
Super rare. Yeah.
But I have an issue with him claiming 30 years. I was like, nah, you're 29 and 11 months, bro.
Okay.
Like, let's be real here.
That's funny. So we're going to get into a best of Bean here, and this is where we thought Bean was losing his mind. Bean, and we're just going to drop this in.
Drop it.
Something's gone wrong with Bean. I honestly think he had a stroke.
Yeah,
or
there's some brain damage there.
There's some brain damage, yeah. Right?
Some I don't know. He slept funny and blood didn't get to the part of his brain and now it's
all
dead.
Right.
Something.
In my defense, and I don't know what you have planned for me here, but in my defense, since Labor Day, I have not had 3 consecutive hours sleep.
Oh, that could do it.
Wow. And I don't know if, are you serious?
Well, because of the goddamn puppies. I mean, I don't know if that is maybe contributing, but I have been a little on edge lately. I will tell you that I'm not feeling like myself.
That doesn't help, I'll tell you that.
Bean's wife got 3 puppies, and they already had 3 dogs. So yeah. That made 6 with 3 puppies.
You were like that woman in Bellflower with the babies.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You just had octuplets, but you already had 6 kids at home.
Yes. Well, don't take the fertility drugs.
I'm not saying that I'm turning on my puppies because I love them all very much, but I will tell you that I have a calendar in the room where I see that they are 6 months old now, which means I only have 12 to 14 years until sweet death.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. Bean is good at not letting it show. I really am. I'm starting to feel like Bean's infringing on my, on my character that I've so carefully created. You know, the guy who jumbles the English
together.
Language. Right.
Sure.
That's a carefully crafted image that I have.
It is what you're known for.
Right. And all of a sudden, Bean seems to be wanting to get in on some of that action. I'm not sure why.
Bean.
We were just let me play some highlights.
All right.
This is Bean. We were talking about the video game that the K-Rock is actually in. It's a driving game called Midnight Club L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight Club Los Angeles. And here's Bean's question.
And now a moment with Bean.
A copy of Midnight Club, Los Angeles.
No wonder you love this game, Kevin. You get to drive 245 miles an hour through the streets of Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I do not
I don't know what time
that.
Of day they set the game in, but
midnight.
Think about it.
I'm thinking midnight.
Well, I guess.
Don't know what time of day that is, but
I withdraw the question. That was a moment with Bean. Okay, so you're saying maybe the tip-off to what time of day the game
yes.
is played should have been in the title.
The first
it was
word
in
of,
the title.
The first word of the title was midnight. And so
and
that
I should
was,
have maybe realized that.
That was a little baffling.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of a brain fart, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the day before, when were we talking to Elizabeth Banks?
The day before.
Day before. About the uninvited.
Mm-hmm.
My man Bean looks at her filmography or history
yeah.
and mm-hmm. picks a movie that looks like it was a horror movie maybe 7 or 8 movies ago. It came out in 2006, but for her it was 7 or 8 movies ago. And he started asking her about that, and we couldn't figure out what the hell he was asking and why.
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
All right. So that was question
She's
one.
She's here promoting this new movie, and
yes.
all Bean wants to talk about is a movie that we could now get on DVD, I guess. If
my point was,
and
she's a comedic actress. She's, in role models and all these kinds
right.
of movies, 40-year-old virgin, I think. This is only her second ever horror movie, the movie that comes out this week. Her last horror movie was Slither, and I was just trying to...
You didn't say that part.
No, I didn't say it at all. Didn't make it at all clear to anyone who wasn't inside my head what I was trying to say. But just so you know where it was coming from, it wasn't just random and crazy. It was, I was trying to decide or establish whether she was a victim in this movie or if she was an
evil
person.
But what I'm saying is, that's how I would ask that question. I'm saying you're stepping on my toes now, bitch.
You don't get it that your motives aren't suspect. It's your execution.
Yes.
We all know that you meant well.
Okay. Bean, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's
so we're
that's
still on the phone with Elizabeth Banks, uh-huh. who will probably never come on our show again.
I know, we burned that bridge.
And Bean talks about seeing the commercial and how exciting it is.
Been seeing the commercials and it looks very exciting and very pulse pounding. But tell me about you as an actress.
It's very pulse pounding.
is that not an appropriate term?
Well, I don't think so. No, I don't
pulse
think so.
Pounding.
I mean, pounding, isn't that for something that gets your adrenaline flowing? It's
your heart
scary,
pumping.
It's exciting. It's
I've never heard of
what
pulse
I was
pounding.
Me neither.
That's what I was heading for.
So then Bean almost comes up with, I mean, this rivals me. I am going to have to get back on my game and make sure that I come with the goods. Because he's asking Elizabeth Banks about Liam Neeson.
This is Maggie Grace, actually.
Oh, right, Maggie Grace.
Okay, yes. This is Maggie Grace, and he's asking her about Liam Neeson
yes.
and what it's like to work with him.
Sure.
Check this out.
So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Come on! Are you kidding me?
God.
That is almost the Ducks question, which was the best of all time.
What did it turn out being like to work with him so much? So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Really?
Man.
I had not heard that, previously. That is strong.
That's so much worse than I remember.
We didn't say anything about it on the air because we were in the middle of an interview. We were running late, so I just marked it. And then
we didn't want to burn another interview with another hot chick.
Right. We can't turn off every hot chick with Bean's badness.
You should be really worried that someone is coming for your crown, dude.
I need to step it up.
Wow.
You need to get less sleep.
And then, so yesterday we were talking about Magnum P.I.
Oh, there can't be more. Come on.
Yesterday we were talking about Magnum P.I. Now, Bean is a student of television. He knows everything there is to know about television. Magnum P.I. was a P.I., a private investigator.
Loved Hawaii 5-0, may I say.
Yes.
Which took place in Hawaii.
Same era, right?
Yes.
But I think my point
was...
Same
island.
And I brought up that I've never seen Magnum P.I. That was the point.
Which is bizarre.
Right. But then you ask this amazing question.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Tom Selleck. You probably know him best as Magnum P.I.
He is a detective. That's what he just solves
private investigator.
Cases.
Magnum P.I. is the name of the show.
It's in
the
title.
I don't know where you could have guessed that he might have been a detective. I don't know where in your deductive reasoning you came up with that, Bean. But
I thought it was... I thought it was Magnum Philippine Islands. I didn't realize.
There's Magnum and there's P.I.
So he chases criminals or solves cases or what does he do?
No, oddly enough, he spends a lot of time gardening, Bean. It's called Magnum P.I., but really he just tends a big garden in Hawaii.
He solves cases, yes, Bean.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy does what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I could have withdrawn that question had I given it more thought.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What is happening with you?
Bean, I mean, period. Bean. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Bean.
So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Come on, people. We may have a new champion.
Wow. I'm certainly a contender. I don't know if I win yet, but I'm certainly going for it.
For many years, I was the only player in the game. Welcome, Bean. Welcome.
So, yes, definitely Bean lost a step there, I guess. We're going to get into your AFRO calls right now. 333-520-AFRO.
No, you dropped that in.
Yeah.
And last week's episode, you dropped in Does Kevin Know?
Yeah.
Well, I want to let you guys and the B-holes know, I finally listened to an entire B-Team podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Your first one?
My first one.
Wow. Why would you do that?
Start to finish.
Why? Yeah, why?
Because I wanted to hear the Does Kevin Know break.
Really?
I mean, you know.
But then you know you could just fast forward. And...
But not only that, you know where it's located, right, in the folder, and you can just hear the bit.
Yeah, but I wanted to, hear what the B-holes listen to.
Are you lying? Did you really listen to the entire thing?
On the way home.
Wow.
So you didn't hear the mess up.
That's cool.
I think it was fixed already.
What? No, we didn't. I never changed it.
Wow, I must have zoned out then.
Yeah, I can see
he didn't listen.
That's so funny.
I listened, I promise.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. While we're recording this, there's this regular B-hole, Garrett Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
You know him?
I remember the name.
Yeah, he wants to take us to the Magic Castle.
Which we need to go!
We need to go. He says, he just wrote me right now, in the middle of the Mr. Burcham, the member drop jingle plays.
Hilarious. Oh, that's, okay, that's what happened. I must have, No, I skipped, I tried to rewind something, and I think I, never mind. But I listened to most of the episode.
Well, thanks for listening, man. We're very entertaining.
I like us. By the way, this is the second time we're, or the second week in a row where we're all together and we're having fun.
Yeah, feels good.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, I was counting the episodes and it was like about five episodes where we weren't together.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. All right, first Afro call.
Hey, this is for the King of Mexico.
Oh. Oh my God.
I'm a beat team podcast listener, by the way.
What?
Jose.
Sup, Jose?
Come on, Dave. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Language.
What's that about?
It's whistling.
Whistling.
Yeah.
What? You can't whistle?
No. He doesn't like people who whistle.
He was whistling in my ear. Remember Muggs?
Oh, yeah.
He did the Mexican whistle, which is.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Yeah, I'm
like,
fine with it. Like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm fine with that whistling. Yeah. Like,
whatever, Dave. Out. You know what? We were at the Laker Clipper game the other day.
Were you whistling?
And I started to whistle, but then this asshole was standing right next to me. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't whistle. So now he's got me like. Second guessing when
good
whistle.
For you. See, I did my
asshole.
Job.
You know, yeah. You just whistle.
Damn
whistle
it,
when you want to.
Yeah.
That's what I've always
my
said.
Sock came off
whistle when you want to. Nice.
Dumbass.
Next call.
This message is for the B team.
Hi.
Swish. Hey, assholes. I don't listen to your podcast to listen to the three of you argue like three 13-year-old boys after a long day of work.
And the machine cut her off because didn't like what she was saying. But
no, you got to eat that one, Muggs.
Honestly,
you got to eat that one.
I wonder what percentage of the podcast it's us arguing. Well, it's a majority of it. It's a lot of it. All right,
I'm going to give it a good 33.4%.
Yeah, sorry to let you down. We argue a lot on this podcast.
Hey, this is for the B team. I'm just wondering, I need a little behind the scenes info here. So I've been texting in for the Keep It 100 thing for like a year, and I've never been selected. And what I do is I copy and paste and keep texting in the same thing over and over again to see if it'll hit number 100. But then I realized maybe it's by the 100th texter and not by the 100th text that you get. So can you clarify that for me? I'd appreciate it. Proud B-hole here. Love you guys. Squish. This is Sean from Huntington Beach.
Dave, you know about this. I have no idea. He has a good question. It's a good question.
What?
Because, yeah, you know, is it like if you text once, are you done with that? Or can you text multiple times to get to 100?
We could text as many times as you want. But you know how many people do that where it's just like auto text, like
so you see
blah, 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 blah.
Like 10 like a block of 10 and is the same number.
No, but it the way the program works is it for some reason it's like separates them. So if you could send them back to back to back to back, but there's so many texts coming in that your third text may be like so far away from your second text.
How many texts do you get?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
crazy.
It's like our system is really slow, so it comes in chunks.
Really?
So it'll be like, you know, here's 20, and then like,
okay.
You know, so I'm waiting for it like that, then I have to like go back and kind of go through it.
Wow.
So and then it tells us who's 100 texters, and here you go.
So it doesn't. So what advice would you give this texter to just text as much as possible, or just text like when should he text because he wants to be
literally when around 8:52 to 8:55 is when Bean starts selling the numbers, and that's where people start texting in.
So will it improve his chances if he texts multiple times, or should he just text once?
Text a lot.
Yeah?
Text. And okay. Text a good song, though.
Okay. I think for the most part, people do, or what? Because I don't see the songs that are...
Yeah, because there's times where they're the 100th texter, but we don't have the song in the system. So for the song's not in the system, and we can't play it. So we just move on to the next one.
What are like some of the song choices that, you know, that you like strike you as odd?
Oh, like, you know, Slayer, and then like Hobo Slumping Whale, which we played already.
Yeah.
You know, it made it through, but I'm like, who wants to hear this song? Like, you know.
Okay. All right, next call.
Hey, this message is for the B team. I'm one of those guys that listen to all the shows in like 3 weeks, so it does happen. Anyway, I've got two requests. First one, some of Ralph's Sex You. That's something you guys should have covered a long time ago.
And the second one happened...
I don't know what he's talking about. What do you mean he wants to cover us to cover Ralph Sex You? I mean,
oh, maybe an episode of...
Here's the thing is that a lot of that stuff we're not allowed to play because it was a moment in time. And it's very sexual. I mean, I would have to go in and re-edit it. You know what I mean? It'll be a lot of work.
And podcast, maybe, but there's like, if it gets graphic, we still can do that.
Yeah. But by the way, we used to get away with, man, a lot of stuff that there's no way in hell we'd be able to get away with now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not about just the FCC rules. It's also about the climate. You know what I mean? Yeah. The social climate now.
But can I request one that maybe we can get past?
Yeah.
Is the one where Ralph goes to the dominatrix.
Oh, and he's all like,
yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he's like, yes, mistress.
Ask a dominatrix. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wait.
No.
No, it was
Ralph Sex You. Yeah, he goes and gets dominated.
I think this was before my time.
He's a submissive.
Were you working on the show when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Was I?
I
don't know. Okay. All right. All right. Let's continue with this call.
And the second one happened sometime in March, I think. This one you guys can make fun of me for because it's very random. Bean was throwing to a bit, one of the bits where he usually goes, "Hit it, Steve," but he didn't say, "Hit it, Steve." And Kevin and Allie just broke out into this long, funny joke about how Steve was sitting there sad that it didn't get thrown to him. I don't remember what it was for. I want to say it was March, maybe April.
Okay, thanks.
Anyway, yeah. It was very funny. It'd be great to hear again. You guys do a great job. I like the shows where Beer Mug's not there. Just saying. Anyway, my name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Here's the thing, B-hole, and you know what? It's good that we play this Afro call because
Kevin will find it. Yeah.
So, well, somebody, a B-hole listening right now would be like, you know what? I remember that specific moment and around, you know, what day that was. So if any B-hole out there knows what he's talking about, I definitely will pull it. But, you know, I'm not going to be able to find it it's sometime in March and April. Like, I'm not going to comb through an entire month of shows.
Well, you're not busy, Omar.
Yeah.
That's not putting in 60%, bro.
Next call.
Hey, B-team. Kevin here. Wanted to see how it works with the calls and when you're taking calls from listeners. It seems like Bean is always the one to decide which line to go to. And is that just because he knows what's going to be funnier and he's kind of better with the content? And then it also kind of seems like he's just verbally telling the line over the air. So someone in the studio, maybe Kevin or the board op, RIP Chip, will be the one to actually connect the call and put it on the air. So how does that kind of work between the two, and why is it that it seems like Bean is the one that usually decides which line to go to or suggests it first? Thanks.
Dave, you could feel this call. I have no idea.
I think Muggs could answer this better.
You know, it all kind of depends who's running it, like either Kevin or Bean, but we have a system called, it's called a system producer, and it's our call screening program. And Bean has that program visible on his computer, so he can see all the calls that...
We all have it, by the way.
We all have it, yeah. We have it in our studio here at K-Rock. Bean has it in his home studio. So we can see, and he can see, and it's just up to Kevin or Bean who wants to lead the bit. But
all right, here's the real answer.
What?
It's because Kevin's doing the phones.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for Bean to go to line four, boom, he goes to line... Kevin goes to line four, and then... He introduces the thing, but it's simple, and it makes it work so much quicker.
Yeah, and when Bean's not here, I mean, Kevin is doing both of those things.
Yeah, and it slows down a little bit.
Cool. All right, well, there you go. Next call.
Hey, Omar, Tim here. You know, don't let Bean get you down about there not actually being an animal called a minx, because you know what? There's no animal called the pizza rat. If you leave pizza unattended around any rat, they're going to eat it. That's like calling a cat food cat just because it ate some cat food. God damn it. You're going to change a line, change that one.
The guy makes a good point.
He doesn't. Because the reason why it was called Pizza Rat is because he dragged the pizza.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not about eating the pizza. It's the fact that he carried the freaking pizza.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Yeah, it's a Pizza Rat, bro.
Damn.
What? Come at me.
Damn.
And by the way, to back up Omar, there are such things called minks. It's just a plural for... The mink.
There you
What's
go.
Up? What's up? Wow. Come at me, bro, with animal questions. I'm
What's
Steve
up?
Irwin. Is that Steve Irwin? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, except without the barb.
All
Rest
right.
in peace.
Yeah.
Next call.
This call is for the B team. Squish. Hey, Omar.
I wanted to know if you can dig up more of the Shakespeare Man segment, because the one time you featured it, I was dying. I was along with Lightning, and I was on the floor rolling. I was wondering if you can have like a segment here and there that would have Shakespeare Man, if anything, just like just drop it in.
All right.
Why is Mark Davis calling our phone?
This Shakespeare Man was done by Mark Davis, and your wish is my command. We will drop this in. This is Shakespeare Man covering a cracker song called Eurotrash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Good song. Good
okay,
song.
We're going to drop this in.
Drop it.
Drop.
Yes, Shakespeare Man.
Good morning. How are you?
Pleasant.
All right, outstanding. What are you doing for us today? We haven't seen you in a while.
Yes.
Well, that's quite an explanation of where you've been for 4 weeks.
May I proceed?
Yes, go ahead. Right, get right to business. What are you going to do for us today?
Eurotrash Girl.
Oh, the delightful tune by Cracker that we play here so much on K-Rock.
By Cracker.
Right, I like this one.
And now Shakespeare Girl. Man with Eurotrash Girl.
Thank you.
By Cracker.
Jeez.
Go ahead.
Where I've been! Up to Paris!
And I slept in a park. Went down to Barcelona.
Someone broke in my car! Took the train down to Athens and
I slept in a fountain.
See, it's great that he's doing this because I never even really paid attention to the lyrics of the song.
Me either. I didn't, never saw that sleeping in a park crap.
Yeah.
I will begin again.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Pick just it up right where you were.
Some Swiss junkie in Turin ripped me off all my cash.
Got a tattoo in Berlin and a case of the craps.
I never thought I'd hear Shakespeare Man say a case of the craps.
No.
Crabs, right? Crabs or craps? Crabs or craps?
Do we have to have someone come in and explain what you did?
Crabs?
Crabs!
All right. That was a B, right? Not
a
P.
That was a B.
B, okay.
Continue.
I'll search the world over for my angel in black.
Yeah! Search the world over for Eurotrash Girl. Thank you.
Very nice. Delightful.
Thank you.
That's the hidden track on the Cracker album. Is that correct?
I hope you get crabs, bastards.
Wow. Some attitude.
All right. Next call.
Hey, guys. This is B-Hole Listener Diamond. I had a quick question. I had two questions, actually. The first one is, you know, the guys, sounded like in the early years, they had Adam Sandler on a lot. And they included him on a lot. He was even part of the judges for the Lita and Reseda. But now, you know, the guys make fun of him and they talk about how, you know, they used to be a fan and now they're not. So I was just wondering if something happened or, you know, what happened that the guys are like, you know, F Adam Sandler. And the second question, I forgot the second question. So if I remember, I'll call back.
That's a B-hole. That's a B-hole for you.
Yeah,
we love it.
I don't have an answer for Adam Sandler. I think it's just one of those things where
I don't think Kevin Bean have an FU Adam Sandler attitude.
No, I think
they have an attitude where Adam Sandler used to be funny and now all of his projects are all you know that Adam Sandler
thing. Yeah. Let me hear Adam Sandler again.
That wasn't it. Like he does the
Scooby Doo.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Weatherby, what's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
I love how I have a question for you guys. Hey, Mr. Weatherby. Great setup, Dave. Yeah, but no, seriously, Mr. Weatherby. Omar does play it, dude.
Improv. We'll wait.
I think we just move on.
Nope, we'll wait. Here, have a Skittle.
God damn it.
Really?
Fine. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Do I have to do it?
No.
He's not even looking at us.
All right, you know what? Adam Sandler, he's got a ton of good movies, but my favorite's probably going to be Happy Gilmore. I mean, how do you not love that movie? And it's got him and he playing the golf and then
then say I'm going to work.
Stupid. You guys are bastards.
I love it. Ugh. That was worth it.
God, I need to film that next time.
All right, next call.
Okay, it's Diamond again. I remember my second question.
Oh,
my second question was, Omar, what the hell, dude? I asked you like a couple of months ago if you had the audio for when Lisa May got all baked and freaked out. And you said that you found the CDs, the audio CDs, but you never played it. So I was just wondering, you know, what happened? Okay, squish.
Squish.
What the hell, Omar?
You know, I did find the CDs. There is no audio on them. It was all...
Oh, no, she left. She leaves and that's it.
Yeah, so I had no... Exactly. So it's anti... I went through the CDs and I was like, there's nothing here. So, yeah, so I forget.
Does
Man.
Kevin say like, oh, Lisa had... No, but he wouldn't mention it.
It was all off the air stuff. Off the air stuff. So there was nothing... There's nothing to play back.
Yeah, so get off of Diamond.
So sorry about that. But I like how... We are so poor at our jobs that don't we mention something and we don't like say
no
like
follow up.
Oh, there's no follow up. Like that thing on the last B Team episode we said we were going to do. We haven't even mentioned it yet that we're not going to do it.
Unsolved mysteries.
Right, exactly. So sorry, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
Now that we're talking.
But let's do it though.
We're not going to do it. You can call the Afro line 323-520-AFRO 24 hours a day. Keep those calls coming and we'll eventually get to yours. So guys, you guys have anything?
Don't. I just choked on a zombie Skittle.
Zombie Skittles are a good investment.
Oh, man. And you could go ahead and email me. You guys really have nothing?
I was going to say something until I choked.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I was going to say?
Too late.
The B Team.
Yeah.
The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby.
No, honestly, real quick.
Yeah.
So you almost ruined the Watchmen for me.
Who?
You did.
Me?
Yeah, because...
I don't know anything about The Watchmen. So, how could I ruin it for you?
So in The Watchmen, they're playing, doing the play Oklahoma. So it's Oklahoma. And I was like, God damn it.
The Omaroki theme. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's like a serious scene, too. And
oh,
I was like,
really?
What's going on? Omaroki. All right, yeah. But The Watchmen's
that's
awesome.
Funny.
You should check it out.
Love
it. Regina King.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
For our bonus track, I'm going to play the entire Rosa G interview because Rosa G is the best.
Yeah.
And this is where we talk to her about her King Size Candy song, and it's just truly amazing. And Rosa G, we hope you come back and do some more stuff.
Yeah. We were told that she scrubbed all her YouTube and everything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I reached out to her to see what's the deal, but hopefully I get an answer back. I don't want her to push her or anything. I just want to know what's up.
Yeah.
Hope everything's okay.
B-Team. B-Team?
Behold. That's us.
Enjoy. We're just going to drop this in.
Drop it.
I'm so excited and so looking forward to this. Our friend Carla Solarte is on the line. You know her as Rosa G from the 4th of July song.
4th of July. 4th of July.
Everybody.
4th of July. 4th.
Now that's when we first started paying attention to Rosa G and fell deeply in love with her. Am I right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
And then came the Labor Day song.
We popping off for Labor Day. We at the top on Labor Day. A 3-day weekend just for Labor Day. Miss pop the Labor Day, laces sweat.
So
the laces sweat.
We have just been parked on the Rosa G YouTube channel ever since, knowing that Halloween was coming and knowing that eventually the day had to be here where her song debuted, and it did a couple of days ago. Halloween King Size Candy is the name of the song from Rosa G, and the genius behind Rosa G is Carla Solarte, and she joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Carla, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's so cool to talk to you. I'm such a fan of you. Oh,
we are so excited about your song.
I have to tell you that we would come in. It was almost like every day we would come in and we'd all just kind of be sad, just kind of be moping around the studio going, is it up yet? No, it's not up yet. Then we just have to check 20 minutes later. How about now? Is the video up yet? No, because we knew it was coming. Tell us about putting together your Halloween song this year.
Yeah. So, you know, like the candy bar is like a unicorn in Halloween. It's super rare. And I was like, it's what everybody wants. So I was like, I need to make fun of something else that is just not pumpkins or, you know, that stuff. So I was like, candy. And King Size Candy just came to my head. And I was like, King Size Candy. And it just came out like how it starts. So with the hook. And then, you know, with the hook, you have, okay, then I want to write whatever in the verse. So that's how it came up, actually.
All right, Kevin, let's hear a little bit of the Halloween King Size Candy song. What do you think?
Unbelievable. Halloween is here. I'm so excited, it's scary. Let's start. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. On Halloween, getting king size candy.
Oh, it's a G, check the date. Halloween is here, I gotta regulate. My costume look ill like Dallas Buyers. Katniss Erdeen, yo, know I'm on fire. Fire. Ring the doorbell and be polite. If you give me king size, I'll be back all night. Cup so many flavors, I can count them. Big, big butterfingers, yeah, I'm about them. Haters get so mad, cause they can't stop it. It ain't trick or treat, and if you ain't got it, mess around, I'ma catch your body. If I see naked wafers, I throw them in the pot. Whoop, king size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. King size candy, getting king size candy. On Halloween, getting king size candy. Early in the night, fill my candy bag. So that's candy. Not a problem, I got another bag. I'm bussing, running laps on these fools. Hit the house twice is Rosa G's rule. Get my candy, you don't have a chance. I'll send you to the sea, SpongeBob SquarePants. Let Chucky from the flake, I'll run amok. Fun size has me like, yeah, yeah. Raisins, toothbrush, dots, and apples. If you give me these, you're just an want my sneakers, Reese's, Kit Kats, and Twix. Put M&M's, Pop Rocks, and Nerds in the mix. Yeah. Back home, let's eat, you know that sound. Candy crunch food, candy crunch by the pound. Like crunch, 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 talking. Crunch, 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 get it. King size candy, getting king size candy.
We are talking to Carlos Olarte behind Rosa G and the new Halloween song, which we have up on the Kevin Bean Facebook page right now. So let's talk a little bit about making this video, Carla. First of all, Rose's rapping and dancing has not improved. Am I right?
Exactly. I mean, in her mind, that's the best, of course. You know, she dances the best and she raps the best. But yeah, I mean, that's gonna be what you see.
Do you have to sort of try to dance poorly? You know what I mean? Like,
Yes, of course.
Because she's actually Colombian in real life, so you know that she can dance, Kevin. So
this must be tough
to hold back. How many different costumes did you put Rosa in for this video? I lost count.
I think like four. Yeah, or five. Five, to be exact.
I guess I just can't count very high then.
Yeah, it was Katniss. It was Dracula. It was, a skeleton.
Beetlejuice.
And then Rosa G as, like, Rosa G in a costume.
How long does it take you to do this video, or a typical video?
Yeah, it took me, you know, the longest part is usually the editing, because I practically do it, too, so that's the longest one. And in this one, I wanted to use the green screen and use more graphics and stuff like that. But it probably takes me, like, a week to shoot it. Mm-hmm. But then writing it takes like other like week and a half, and then, you know, making the songs, I have to go and record it and work with the musician almost 3 days for the song.
Rosa G's going big time on us with a green screen.
Seriously.
Come on.
There's no question this is the most complex video that you've put up so far. I mean, you got all these different props and costumes and everything like that. I mean, it's definitely complicated. And how are the videos being received? What kind of reaction do you get from people?
It's good. Like, there's people, you know, actually it's funny because there's people that think that Rosa G is real, you know, it's very real. So I get like emails and messages of people like that actually get mad because they're like, oh, I found out that you're not Rosa G and all of this, like, you know? And I'm like, what? No. And I also get emails of people that are like, oh my God, you're Rosa G. Like, this is so cool. Like, if it was Rosa G for real, like they probably don't see the channel. They don't, you know about me. So they really think that Rosa G exists. So they get really excited.
Do they also think that Rosa G is serious, and that you're a bad rapper, you're a bad dancer? Do you get that kind of response?
Yeah, totally. That's the best.
Because they don't know that you're doing it on purpose.
Exactly.
Well, we are all deeply in love with Rosa G. I don't mind telling you. And I think this Halloween video is your best one yet. And we cannot urge our audience enough to go immediately and watch the video. And you must be thinking, like, there's never a time when you're not looking ahead to see what the next holiday is at this point, because you know now your fans are expecting something, right?
Yes. I'm already starting to think about
it. Is it Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Christmas? Are you doing all of them?
I think so. I think that it would be cool to actually do all of them and see and all the holiday have a holiday album, Rosa G holiday album.
I like know? It. I love it. I love it. Well, again, you can see the video on the Kevin Devine Facebook page, and if you can't remember that, just Rosa G. Just type in Rosa G, and all of her videos will come up. You're doing great work, and we were so excited when the video dropped a couple days ago, and we were so happy to have you back on. Thank you, Carla.
That's amazing, and you guys are so inspiring and are extremely funny, and I love your show. It's amazing and fantastic.
You don't have to lie. We already like you.
That's the great Rosa G, and that was another episode of the B-Team.
This was a good one, too. Cool. If you made it this far, then congrats.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for
you. And follow us on the what, Omar?
On the social medias. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.